No helmet, but I assure you we'll do just fine. God bless America. It's the Steve Gruber Show for Tuesday, January 28, 2020. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, wind and water continue to pound Michigan communities into submission as erosion continues to eat away in places like Montague and Shelby. And the rain keeps coming. No end in sight. Number two, the heart of the entire 2020 election in Michigan is Michigan. Now, how many people would have thought that to be the case back in 2016? I was headed that way, but all the marbles are right here. That's why the president is coming back on Thursday and why Gary Peters should be concerned. And number one, the move to electrify vehicles is taking a huge step forward at General Motors, where the company claims it will only make electric cars and light trucks in the future. And with that in mind, made a huge announcement on the future of the historic Hamtramck plant. A huge announcement. GM's president Mark Reuss said Monday the automaker will invest $2.2 billion for the all-electric future at the Detroit Hamtramck assembly plant, showing the Detroit automaker's commitment to making sure the city and the state remain, quote, the epicenter of the global automotive industry as we continue our journey together to an electrified future. He went on to say, we're truly building the future today, and what we are doing here in our hometown and our state is just up the road from our world headquarters. So starting in late 2021, the plant will build a variety of all-electric light trucks and SUVs. But GM only confirmed that it would build its new self-driving all-electric Cruise Origin shuttle at the Detroit plant. The automaker didn't confirm whether the truck built at the plant would be based on the Hummer, which has been rumored. GM, by the way, according to several reports, will be making a big splash at the Super Bowl. A big splash at the Super Bowl. The president, Roy, saying that, I can definitely tell you this, the Super Bowl matchup Sunday between the Chiefs and the 49ers shapes up to be a classic, and you should all tune in. The automaker plans to offer more than one type of electric pickup to be produced at GM's DHAM plant, as they call it. GM expects to field entries that range from a basic truck package to one with off-road and towing capabilities. Like those two teams, the electric pickups we will build here will be the best players on the field. This is architected to be a scalable and used for multiple brands, multiple variants, and multiple customers. Roy said, we will offer different ranges of performance at different price points to meet customers wherever they are. Production will begin for the Cruise Origin soon after the electric pickup truck, but a date has not been mentioned. The all-electric self-driving shuttle developed by Cruise LLC, the autonomous vehicle unit of GM and partner Honda, unveiled last Tuesday in San Francisco, a boxy vehicle with no steering wheel or gas pedal. It's intended to be used in a ride-sharing fleet. It's powered by a new all-electric platform built by GM. The 4.1 million square foot Detroit Hamtramck plant first opened in 1985, built millions of cars, Cadillacs, Chevys, Buicks, Pontiacs, lots of them, even Oldsmobiles. But it was headed for closure until GM agreed to keep it open during intense negotiations last fall with United Auto Workers. But plants in Warren, Lordstown, Ohio, and Baltimore closed last year as planned. We'll see what happens here. But $2.2 billion on the way in. $2.2 billion. I don't know how I feel about, you know, driverless, all-electric, completely autonomous, no way to stop vehicles. It just must be an emergency there somewhere. It'll take 12 to 18 months, by the way, to retool and rebuild and rededicate that plant. You can find out more about this good article of the Detroit News. Yeah. Kalia Hall wrote this in the Detroit News. Good stuff. And good for GM. If electric works, I'm okay with it. I like the looks of the Rivian, by the way. It's a company that Detroit-based Ford bought for $500 million. $500 million. All right. So, back to the big circus, which, of course, is the impeachment trial at the U.S. Senate for President Donald Trump. Big revelations. John Bolton, you know, says that Donald Trump told him that there would be no money to Ukraine unless there are investigations of Democrats, including Hunter Biden, possibly Joe Biden. That's all part of a manuscript allegedly leaked to the New York Times, although there's no direct quote from the manuscript. But a manuscript sent to the White House for review in December has leaked out. No shock there. But appearing in front of the Senate yesterday, Alan Dershowitz, lifetime liberal, part of Trump's dream team, says none of it matters. Even if what John Bolton says is true, it doesn't matter. Let's hear from Alan Dershowitz, Harvard professor, Hillary Clinton supporter, lifelong Democrat, liberal, a guy who doesn't like Donald Trump but loves the Constitution. Bite number 11. Go.
If a president, any president, were to have done what the Times reported about the contact of the Bolton manuscript, that would not constitute an impeachable offense. Let me repeat, nothing in the Bolton revelations, even if true, would rise to the level of an abuse of power or an impeachable offense. That is clear from the history. That is clear from the language of the Constitution. You cannot turn conduct that is not impeachable into impeachable conduct simply by using words like quid pro quo and personal benefit.
In another pushback to the alleged unpublished manuscript, Attorney General Bill Barr is accused of talking about his concerns of President Trump's dealings with Turkey's President Erdogan and China's President Xi. But early today, the Justice Department spokeswoman, Carrie Kupik, posted a statement on Twitter disputing any reporting on this. It comes from the New York Times, by the way. Quote, there was no discussion of personal favors or undue influence on investigations, nor did Attorney General Barr state that the president's conversations with foreign leaders was improper. If this is truly what Mr. Bolton has written, then it seems he is attributing to Attorney General Barr his own current views, views with which Attorney General Barr does not agree. The problem is we don't know if it's what's been written because all we have are anonymous sources through the New York Times who, let's be honest, is suspect. Previous reporting makes the New York Times suspect in all of this. All right, so I'm gonna ask you again, what are you doing about your weight? Do you feel good about it? If you do, tune me out for 30 seconds. But if you're still wondering if you can lose weight and feel great and get your meds under control and control the diabetes, the answer is yes, you can. My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost, is your custom solution to losing those extra pounds. I've been talking to charity down there. Got a listener of this program we're going to have on soon, has broken through the 100-pound mark, has lost more than 100 pounds in recent weeks using My Pure Health Solutions. Another friend of mine called me yesterday and said, Steve, I've got to do something. Where do I start? I gave him charity's phone number. You can start by going to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. And right now, get $100 off in January. If you're ready to lose weight, if you're serious, do this with me. We can change lives here. We can change yours. $100 off in January. GruberHealth.com.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
The holidays are over, but the Roxor sale keeps rolling. Get $1,000 off 2019 models. No payments for 90 days. 2019 base models start at $15,999. But you could also combine that with special Roxor financing for additional savings. So whether you want to hit the trails or put it to work, it's even easier to get into the side-by-side unlike any other. Hurry into your Roxor dealer today. Restrictions apply. See your local dealer or visit RoxorOffroad.com/offers for complete details.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like
a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.